Hey there, today is a Monday, April 18th, 2022. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you just a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. So today I am going to tell you about a place that I have been. Yay! First, I'd also like to say that yesterday was Easter Sunday, and I hope you had a great day yesterday, and I hope you had fun celebrating the resurrection with your family. And with that said, I would like to tell you about the Grand Canyon. Yes, the Grand Canyon. So, if you have ever been to the Grand Canyon, you will know that it is I can't even get the word out. The sight, it's wow, spectacular. That's the word. It is a spectacular sight. At least to me, it is, and to my husband as well. If you have never been to the Grand Canyon, oh, may I please suggest that you go? So, the title of today's podcast is Grand Canyon. It's more than a big hole in the ground. Well, there is a great big hole in the ground, but yes, it is way more than a great big hole in the ground. The Grand Canyon is seriously amazing to go check out. And I honestly didn't realize until I went there that it is on Native American Indian land. I actually did not know that. I don't know why I didn't know that, but I didn't. So there. I didn't know that. It is in Arizona, which isn't too far away from Las Vegas. So last month when my husband and I went on a week's vacation, we went to the Grand Canyon. That was one of our days. And I got to be honest with you. I am having a whole lot of trouble with words describing the Grand Canyon. I mean, technically it is a great big hole in the ground, but it is seriously more than that. When you go there, first of all, you have to buy tickets to do the skywalk. I don't know how much the tickets cost. My husband paid for it, so I'm not really too sure, but there is a website. And the line is seriously long. I mean, that was a very long line. And you're not allowed to take pictures, which is a huge bummer, but you're not. I actually don't know why you're not, but you're not. They have lockers for you to put your pocketbooks in, and your phones, and your keys, and all that stuff. So there's that. Then you wait your turn, you get to go onto the skywalk, and that in and of itself is amazing. So you look down, and I'm seriously, this glass skywalk is literally I want to say it's hanging over the Grand Canyon, but I don't know if that is the correct term. But it's sort of, it's like, I would go with circular to oval. This is to go from one end to the other. And I mean, the landscape that you see on this is completely incredible. And well, what I did was, the way they had the glass is, there's just enough of a space between the glass that you could like have a peek with your eye to see it, instead of looking over or through the glass, which is what I did, because well, with my height, it was just so much easier to do. Anyway, it was amazing getting to see the layers of each piece of rock in the Grand Canyon. Was completely amazing. I mean, at least for me, it was. I couldn't get over what I was looking at. Now, listen, I don't know what you believe in and all this stuff, when a person's religion, all this stuff. But as far as I am concerned, the Grand Canyon, to me, is God's amazing work. And it's all because of Noah's Ark and the flood. And that is what I believe. That I believe the Grand Canyon happened because of the flood and when the water finally went away. This is what I believe. You don't have to believe that. It's okay for you not to believe that. I have absolutely no problems with you not believing that. But that is truly what I believe. And I am awestruck of this. I really am. When I went to the Grand Canyon, I was seriously awestruck with it. I just couldn't believe it. And we even saw birds flying over, and they look like tiny little things compared to the Grand Canyon. And there was a helicopter that went over, and that looked seriously far away, although I don't think it was as far away as it looked. It just was incredible. And I'm like really having trouble describing this. And not because I have no words, but because of how beautiful the Grand Canyon is to me. And the depth of this Grand Canyon, it was like a dream come true. And for me, it was like, wow. Seriously, that's all. And like, I told my husband, I said, I'm in awe. I am complete awe. That Grand Canyon, it put me in like a stupor, sort of. I could stand there and just stare at it for probably hours. But then again, I want to get back home. But I'm just letting you know that, it's a great visit. I don't care where you live in the world. The Grand Canyon is a great place to visit and check out. I would consider it one of the wonders of the world. And it just absolutely is gorgeous. So there, that is my bubbling, blabbering idiot of a podcast for you, because I'm not really sure how else to explain the Grand Canyon to it, besides for it being more than a big hole in the ground. It's just absolutely gorgeous to look at. And if you can go, I would suggest you go. Like I said, I don't know how much it cost, but it truly was an amazing sight to see. And I'm really glad I got to go. And I hope if you've ever got to get the chance that you get to go as well, because it truly was amazing. It is amazing. And I would gladly go back to the Grand Canyon. So there, that was my really strange podcast for you of the Grand Canyon. But I'm sorry, I'm like really having trouble getting my thoughts together for this podcast. I could just see the Grand Canyon in my head and the pictures that I took, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's worth going to, and it seriously put me in awe. And like I said, if you have the chance to go, I would say go. Thank you for listening to this podcast about the Grand Canyon. Thank you for giving me the time and the chance to try to get my words out about the Grand Canyon. And if you do get to go, you won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. And I'm sorry I was like a babbling idiot about all this. I just was having trouble getting my words straight. But really, you won't be sorry. It's a fantastic view. It's wow. The Grand Canyon, it's seriously wow. Yeah, it's not just a big hole in the ground. It is wow. At least to me it was. I suggest you go and see for yourself. And if you would please bear with me for just a few more minutes, I would like to tell you that I've got 3 books out there for you to read or listen to. And if you would like to know more about them, you can go to my blog, kathleensmith.org, and you can check out all my books there. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Yeah, I am an author, and those books are out there. And I'd also like to let you know that I do have my own business. It is called Bears with Apps. At the moment, we have a couple of educational apps and fun apps. And you could find that over at bearswithapps.com. All the information is there. If you have any questions, I would please ask me, and I will do my absolute best to answer you. But I don't want to give you all the details because I don't want to bore you. But if you go to kathleensmith.org, which is my blog, and if you go to bearswithapps.com, all the information is there. And like I said, feel free to ask, and I will help you out with any questions that you have. If you are on Twitter, I'm on Twitter as well, at srkbear. I'd love to connect with you. If you're on LinkedIn, I would love to connect with you on there. I do have Instagram. All of my books have Facebook pages. If you would like to follow me, Kathleen Smith or Bears with Apps, you could easily follow me on my blog. Like I said, that's kathleensmith.org. So I know there's a lot of information there. But I do hope that you would check everything out. And actually, my new blog is up. It's on my blog today. It has been since Thursday, and that's actually all about the Grand Canyon as well. So if you would like to see the pictures that I posted, they are there. And there's actually more information other than me being a blabbing idiot on this podcast. So I hope you'll check that out. And I really appreciate listening to my podcast. I know I babble sometimes, and I know I could be boring sometimes, but I appreciate you listening to me tell you about all the places that I've been and even what's on my mind at times. I appreciate it, and I thank you, and I hope you have a great day. I really do. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. Thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And I will be back when I'm back. And again, thank you so very much. Bye-bye.